remember, at just $10 a month to support the 100 plus humans here every week. And you know you'll be supporting not just the folks here now, but for many years to come. You can go to xray.fm/donate or call 503-233-X-RAY.
Mm-hmm. You're tuned to KXRY Portland, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. And on the radio at 107.1 and 91.1 FM. Well, if you're on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, or Rockaway Beach, tune us in at 91.7 FM. This is The Sound of Pictures. I'm Shilly, coming to you out of X-Ray every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. Welcome to the show. I want to let you know that we are in the midst of our fall fun drive here at X-Ray. It's going on as I live and speak. So if you like independent, non-commercial radio that resists AI and other constrictions, while keeping the human touch alive in all of its glory, please consider donating. Simply go online to xray.fm and click on that blue donate button. We'll meet you halfway. With the continuation of all this wonderful X-Ray non-commercial programming, you gotta love it. I'll get into a little more detail on the show to let you know why it's such a good idea to keep X-Ray kicking in every direction.
That's right.
In the meantime, let me begin the show with a messy accumulation of all different kind of albums. And, I'll start here with a vinyl duet from American modernist composer George Crumb from his Macro Cosmos Volume 1, After the Zodiac, for amplified piano. This will be joined together with another American composer, you may have heard of Harry Partch, from his Bewitched Dance Satire project of whimsy and magic in the tradition of ritual theater. Partch designed and built all of his instruments, and they dominate the stage on risers at different heights. From there, you'll be hearing music from more albums, which you may or may not recognize, or at least humorous.
Oh, that's ticklish.
Thank you.
Music from the band A Call and Response, kind of a Stereolab-inspired indie pop five-piece band. We heard Colors Bleed from their Winds Take No Shape album from 2004. Before that, a sound composition by Luke Ferrari's Presque Rien album from 1980. An interesting psychoanalysis from a sound hunter at night, using field recordings with music concrete techniques. Pierre Boulez was also in the set from his album The Perfect Stranger, conducting the music of Frank Zappa. You heard me. We heard Love Story, about an elderly Republican couple attempting sex while breakdancing. That's something you might expect from Mr. Zappa. The album contains dance pieces, each with a story and built-in sound effects. And before that, some music from the Golden Palominos. We heard part of Hot Seat from 1983 with Anton Fier on drums, Arto Linze as the guitar, M.E. Miller on turntables and voice. John Zorn and Bill Laswell were also running around in there. Luciano Berio's solo trombone piece was also buried in there throughout the set from his Sequenza 5. Well, from 1966, that was a tribute to the greatest European clown, Grock, from Switzerland, the last of the great clowns, and begs whether to laugh or cry, probably both. The piece calls for many extended instrumental techniques on that solo trombone, things like multiphonics, singing and playing at the same time, rattling a plunger mute against the bell of the instrument. There was some glissandi in there, inhaling sounds, who knows what. Before that, native Los Angelian Wendy Reed was in there with her Tree Pieces, number 4, Frog Ostinato, giving us a sonic landscape in which live performers play with and against a background of croaking frogs. Hard to miss that. That was from her album Tree Pieces from 1988. She produced the series New Music with Birds, Frogs, and Other Creatures, sponsored at the Natural Science Department of the Oakland Museum and the San Francisco Art Institute. And if you just dropped in, I introduced the show with some kind of vinyl duet with the music of George Crumb, together with another album by Harry Parch, The Bewitched, as a special feature that'll carry on throughout today's show. Well, if I haven't tickled your donate bone by now, what do you say about going online right now and make a $15 a month donation? I say monthly because it's a commitment that weathers any storm better than anything else. There is a bonus. Oh, we've got merch you're going to want to see. I love our sweatshirts. You just can't beat them. Plus, they're so dog dang comfortable, you can eat in them and sleep in them. This is one time you don't want to procrastinate. A great cause for some great merch. Of course, we have other merch on hand you should probably look at as well. So go ahead and connect the dots, and we'll meet you halfway with unbeatable radio programming. Some of the best in the land. Go online to xray.fm/donut, donate, and sleep better at night. Yeah, I'm down with that. What do you say we check in with the Orthotonics, a band from Virginia that constructed and performed a unique catalog of music that could be appreciated for both its inventive complexity and its ability to put party people on the dance floor. This is from their 1985 album, Luminous Bipeds. Here is Some of Us. Let me see if I can't drop the needle here. There it is.
Scotty in for persistence of time. Back when Steve and Eva died, that album changed my life. It was a package of pure darkness tied up with a silver string, delivered by a fast train, rearranging how I think. He said, I can't believe you even know that I exist. I've got all of your albums and I think you are the best. He started to cry and I started to laugh. I gave him a hug and he gave me his autograph. Reeling in my disbelief, I know that it was just a dream. All the covers that I see are different from the books I read. Everything is crumbling around me. Why does everything cost so much money? Could somebody please help out my family? My mom needs hearing aids, new shoulders and new legs. My dad needs a break, he works all day every day. My brother needs a place and a job where he can make enough money to take care of his baby. Here's a simple dissertation on a complex situation. Money and intimidation and mass graves make strong foundations for the giant corporations that own all the TV stations, telling us to take vacations to their big theme park plantations rather than to parts of nations where we might meet people on the street who say, I don't want my MTV 'cause it brought Viva to its knees. And mom and pop are begging, please, globalization's killing me. While we think that they think they need all of the things we think we need, like Martha Stewart shams and sheets and sugar-free powdered iced tea, vanilla Coke, lemon Pepsi, Frozen.
some more. So somebody for the rocks and bar, but still to play close the door. Pareil que t'as peur du vide, les angoisses de la nourrisson. Mais on a qui veille sur toi, avec ta bonne combinaison. I don't know why you move your head around since tight memory. Oh Mary Lou, avec ton drôle de petit corps. Ça signifie quoi de ces yes, big feet? Tu te bats contre des fantômes et ton corps. Mary Lou, dans ce monde qui se déconstruit, t'as l'air du dernier truc de vous. Peut-être que je saurais ce qu'il y a dans ta tête et ce qu'on fait tous ici.
Physically for me. the shirts of little girls. I'm a loving pervert and physically feeling like
Well, here's a bulletproof little cassette track from Magister Ludi called We're Loud from the double LP of the same name featuring slovenly punk tunes recorded between 1993 and 1999. Before that, seminal sounds from the New Zealand scene by The Renderers. We heard Deep Deep Sea from the album Measured Strychnine Invitations, put out on Exiled Records from 2013. Mama Rosen's unique vision before that, an album that rips up the rule book on how to play punk and Cajun, of all things. Coming to us from Switzerland, we heard Marilou from the album Bye Bye Bayou, released on the Moi Je Connais label. And before that, the confrontational energy of Kimya Dawson singing Viva La Persistence from Hidden Vagenda, probably her most thoroughly produced and complex album of lyrics and arrangements. She is one half of the anti-folk duo, the Moldy Peaches, earning them a cult following with their inclusion on the soundtrack to Juno with the song Anyone Else But You, sung by Michael Cera and Elliot Page. And before that, Wahaha, an experimental avant-garde Japanese group who recorded three very obscure records in the early 80s for some progressive, avant-garde, and unquestionably playful and entertaining tunes for lovers of eclectic music from 1981. That's that set. Well, this is a good time for me to let you know why I care about X-Ray and its donation worthiness. You know, I've got a lot of hope and spirit and interest in this people-powered town of Portland. I see non-commercial radio as an important heartbeat that keeps our culture alive and well. Portland is a music town, among other things. Radio is a music venue, among other things as well. I guess what I'm saying is, personally, I've learned so much about music by listening to the shows here at X-Ray. You know, throughout my life, I missed a lot of good music while being preoccupied with a lot of other good music. The DJs at X-Ray have filled those holes with their expert knowledge and interest in the subjects that I missed out on. I'm guessing that's a scenario most people share. And because of that service X-Ray provides, let's go ahead and donate for the well-being and continuation of X-Ray's future. I will if you do. It's very simple. All you have to do is go online to xray.fm/donate and proceed to the route. A pledge of $15 a month would be splendid. That'll do the job. Well, it seems Congress has been getting a lot of attention, so I dug up this counterpart to it from 1955, Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier, featuring Buddy Ebsen and Fess Parker as Crockett, the droll and plain-spoken frontiersman from Tennessee. Disneyland television series. And here's the tale of how Davy goes to Washington, becomes a thing, and why he turns his back on politics forever, and then heads to the Alamo to help Colonel Travis and Jim Bowie, which is a different story. Here's how he gets to Congress. Well, let's see if we can have some fun with that dated tale.
Georgie.
Yeah?
I've been thinking. This old farm ain't exactly the best piece of ground in Tennessee.
Now listen here, Davy. We ain't been back from the Indian Wars long enough to get ourselves house broke. We ain't starting out on another joint.
Well, I hear tell there's land out west on the Obion River that beats this neck of the wood all holler.
New land. Always new land. Ain't you never going to lie down and stay in one place?
Maybe. When I find one that suits me. Long about tomorrow morning suits you for a start?
I reckon.
Looking for a place where the air smells clean, where the trees is tall and the grass is green, where the fish is fat in an untouched stream, and the teeming woods is a hunter's dream. Davy, Davy Crockett, looking for paradise.
Oh, this suit you, Georgie?
Mighty pretty country, all right.
Reckon we can put our cabin over there on that knoll.
Well, wait a minute, Davy. First, we got to go down to the settlement and file a claim on this land.
You mean a man can't just up and take the piece of ground he wants?
Not anymore, Davy.
Well, this country's sure getting mighty civilized. Come on, let's go find this here settlement. Say, mister, who do we see hereabouts to file on some land?
Why, me, but you'll have to wait till after I've judged the shooting match.
Shooting match? Any objection to a couple of strangers buying in?
Save your money. You'd be shooting again Bigfoot Mason.
Well, now, I don't know him, but I reckon we could risk a dollar. Come on, Georgie. Say, Mr. Bigfoot, would you put that cow of yours up against $15 cash money?
I might. Why?
Well, I never went to a shooting match in my life without getting at least one shot off.
One shot it is.
This time I'm doing the judging, Bigfoot.
Suit yourself. Give me room. I'm taking first turn.
Dead center for Bigfoot.
Better save your powder, stranger.
Well, now, let's see.
This one's dead center, too. You'll have to fire another round.
You was just lucky, stranger. Let's see you beat this.
Less than a finger off in the notch.
That'll take the turpentine out of your bark.
Tolerable good shooting, all right, Mr. Bigfoot.
Show him an old Smoky Mountain shot, Davy.
Looks like a miss.
I was afeard you fired too quick.
Well, now, don't be getting hasty, Georgie.
No! Wait a minute. Look here. One bullet right in on the top of the other. Right through the same hole. Stranger, you win.
Bigfoot was messed up twice as bad as Charlie Two Shirts before Davy was finished with him. And Davy marched him down into the settlement for trial, and folks was so pleased with the job he'd done as magistrate that they put him up for state legislature.
Well, folks, I ain't much shucks at speech-making and politics, but I do know the woods and the folks in them. And if you send me to the legislature in Nashville, I'll represent you as honest as I can.
Ray for Davy!
They sent up to Nashville the best they could find, a pipe and spirit and a thinking mind. Davy, Davy Crockett, choice of the whole frontier.
I didn't see much of Davy for a spell after he went to Nashville, but he had plenty of other friends. One of them was Tobias Norton, the oily major we served under in the engine wars. He was in politics now, and he knew how to make a man like Davy feel important.
We've been watching your career in the legislature with a great deal of interest, Davy. Why, next to General Jackson, you're about the most famous man in Tennessee right now.
But shucks now, Major. Soft soap's only good for washing dirty hands.
I mean it.
Soft soap's only good for washing dirty hands.
As you know, General Jackson is going to run for president. He will need men in Washington that he can trust. Naturally, we thought of you. Davy, we want you to run for Congress.
Congress? You sure an old head wound ain't troubling you just a mite, Major?
Will you run, Davy?
Well, if I did and I got in, I wouldn't be taking orders from you or from General Jackson. I'd be taking them from them that elected me.
Of course, Davy, of course. Anything you say.
The votes were counted and he won hands down. So they sent him off to Washington town with his best dress suit, still his buckskins brown. A living legend of growing renown. Davy, Davy Crockett, the canebrake congressman.
Davy done like he said he would in Congress and voted for what he figured was right. He must have messed up Major Norton's plan something fierce, because when I got to Washington on a visit, the major had it fixed up for Davy to go out on a speaking tour. The major had cooked up a bill to take their lands away from the Indians, and the minute Davy got out of town, the major and his friends put it on the floor of Congress to get it passed into law. Well, there was only one thing to do, and that was to get Davy back in a hurry. So I lit out for Philadelphia, where I heard he was.
I'm mighty grateful to you citizens of Philadelphia for the gift of this here rifle gun. She's such a pretty little lady. I think I'll give her a name. Betsy suits you folks? With a gun like this, a man could put a rifle ball through the moon. And the first chance I get, I'm going to try it. I thank you all again for the hospitality of your city.
Davy!
Georgie, what are you doing here?
I come to fetch you some news. Recollect Major Norton's Indian bill?
That scheme of his to swindle the Indians out of their land?
That's the critter. He's got it on the floor of Congress right now.
No wonder he was all fired anxious to get me out of Washington.
A couple of your friends are stalling it off the best they can, but there's no telling how long they'll be able to hold out.
What's the quickest way back?
In a saddle, the way I come.
Well, I know where I can borrow fresh horses. Come on. Got two fresh horses, mister?
Yeah. Say, ain't you Davy Crockett?
He sure is.
Bring out the two best horses in the stables for Congressman Crockett.
Only 2 hours more, Davy.
Sure hope we're in time.
When we rode up to the steps of the Capitol building, they told us the battle over the Indian bill had been going on all night. Somebody must have warned Major Norton. He was waiting for us in the hall.
What are you doing here, Crockett?
Isn't the Capitol building where a congressman belongs, Major?
Crockett, listen to me. We'll be choosing a new president at the next election. A great many people think you're the logical man. But if you go in there now and attack my bill, I promise you'll be through in politics.
Well, here's what I think of you and your kind of politics.
Crockett, it's Davy Crockett.
I yield the floor to the gentleman from Tennessee.
Mr. Speaker, fellow congressmen of these United States, you have before you what's called an Indian bill offered to you in the name of expansion. Expansion's a mighty fine thing. Sure, we gotta grow, but not at the expense of the things this country was founded to protect. Now, I could talk about the injustice of taking away Indian lands, but I'd rather talk about us, you and me. We got a responsibility to this strapping, fun-loving, britches-busting young bar cub of a country. Fun-loving, britches-busting young strapping bar cub of a country. Fun-loving, britches-strapping, busting young bar cub. We got a responsibility to help it grow into the kind of nation the good Lord meant it to be. And if we right here in Congress riled up and showed we were the kind of men our friends and neighbors figured we was when they gave us their votes and sent us here, why, a bill like this would never live long enough to even get on our desk, let alone come to a vote.
We'll vote it down, Davy.
Sounded the knell of his hopes for the White House and fame as well. But he spoke out strong, so the history books tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear.
lieber Valentines, doch ich mag lieber Gin. Immer schon. Doch ohne macht der schönste Feierabend keinen Sinn. Kleiner Sohn, der Hut, den du trägst, sieht aus wie Schweinekuchen. Gib mal her, was hast du überhaupt in dieser Stadt zu suchen? Bitte sehr.
Can't you see? It makes everlasting gobstoppers.
Did you say everlasting gobstoppers?
That's right. For children with very little pocket money, you can suck them forever.
What you are witnessing, dear friends, is the most enormous miracle of the machine age. The creation of a confectionery giant.
Finito!
Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-doompa, I've got another puzzle.
puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa Doompa Da Dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me. Which direction we are going. There's no knowing where we're rowing, or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be grown. By the fires of hell are glowing. Grizzly Reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing. And they're certainly not showing any signs that they are rowing.
Carefully refine and sealed over!
So we ended up here with music from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory from 1971, an American musical fantasy film from a screenplay by Roald Dahl, based on his 1964 novel, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Now, the movie starred Gene Wilder as chocolatier, Willy Wonka. Some fun editing going on there that I can only see the composers probably handled in the studio. Leslie Bricusse and Anthony Newley. We heard Everlasting Gobstoppers, Oompa Loompa, and The Wondrous Boat Ride, which I compared to Jim Morrison's singing Horse Latitudes. There was the German independent band FSK before that, meaning Voluntary Self-Control, which was a reference to the German motion picture rating organization. We heard Mine Funky Ballantines, from their 1987 album, FSK in Dixieland. You know, I'm continually impressed by not only the scope of music which our DJs deliver, but their unwavering passion and involvement in it. But it doesn't stop there, because there's also local and national news stories that help create a lucid picture of our social architecture. We also let you know what's going on around town. I love spending time with Thomas Smith to give you your weekly calendar of local jazz in Portland that benefits you, the musicians, as well as the venues. These are not the big media-covered events, but rather the small stages that are active all year round, all over town, and every night of the week. So come on, now it's time to go online to xray.fm/donate and show the love. And, well, don't hesitate to mention the Sound of Pictures, if you like that. This is the Sound of Pictures, and I'm Shilly, bringing you movie music and soundtracks out of X-Ray every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. And I hope you enjoyed today's show. Rick Mitchell coming up in a few minutes with Jazz and the New Millennium. He'll have another perspective on the importance of donating to X-Ray during our fall fun drive. Keep it tuned. I want to thank you for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Well, let's see if I can squeeze out some music here from Eric Chanot with his disorienting and ghostly sounds, with a tune called Arms, Legs, and Moonlight from his album Sloppy Ground.
sun has no shape in the sky at the end of the day, or at least when it feels that way, like leaves we hang so easily. And hopefully, like you are to me, I'm awash in your eyes. We spend our days calling friends, making plans. Lucky at night, slow and close, hand in hand. Weather, seasons, memory and time are eyes. With blues in our hearts, like the night in fall.
We've often heard from our listeners that on X-Ray they hear about things, about people and artists they never would have known about otherwise. When we hear that, we know we're doing something right. Algorithms weren't built to serve communities. They were built to make money. People were built to serve people, to respond to and serve the needs and wants of our listeners. We're here to amplify the voices of Portland, to give a platform.